This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
How in the world did a one-year-old girl drown at a Bronx daycare? Her family is pleading for answers as it says goodbye to their child today.
20-month-old River Wilson will be laid to rest as her grief-stricken family seeks answers as to how she could have gotten into the daycare's backyard and into the above-ground pool where she was found unconscious back on August 1st. The daycare, known as Anna's Butterfly Garden Family Group in Castle Hill, initially cooperated with authorities in the investigation, but has since hired a lawyer and will not speak to River's family. The family has invited the media to the funeral here at St. Helena's Roman Catholic Church to draw attention to what they say are alarming irregularities within the daycare system. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Police have released new photos of a person they say slashed a man in the neck while he was riding the subway. This happened Sunday night just before 9. Cops say the 33-year-old was on a 2 train when he got into a fight with an unidentified person. The fight boiled over as the train was approaching the Bronx Park East Station and the 33-year-old got slashed in the neck. He was rushed to the hospital, but is expected to be okay. His attacker was last seen running out of that station, and those pictures are up on our website, 1010winds.com. A city council member wants to bring back a play space for children in Queens. The Queensbridge Baby Park was an extensive space for kids to play outside, but it was closed in the 80s to remove lead paint from that area. Councilmember Julie Wan launched the petition to bring the park back, and she tells us,
as a New Yorker, especially as a mom, it's really important to me that we have open spaces, especially green spaces and playgrounds. And for my district, especially in Long Island City, we are third to last in the city of New York for open green spaces per populace.
One is also calling on the city to turn 15 sites around the Queensboro Bridge into high-quality open spaces. New Yorkers have a chance to make their feelings known about a casino that could be coming to Times Square. The first public hearing on the Caesars Palace Times Square will be held today. The proposed project hasn't been without controversy, as you might imagine. It has faced backlash from unions and block associations. Some of those groups will be rallying against the casino this morning, and several marquees on Broadway theaters will light up with the phrase, "No Times Square Casino." On its website, Caesars Palace says it is the opportunity of a lifetime to develop a Times Square casino. Today's hearing running from now until 5 this afternoon. Some Flushing residents will have the chance to get free glasses and vision screenings next weekend. This is hosted by State Senator John Liu and the nonprofit Sue Chi at NYCHA's Bland House Playground. He tells us nobody should go without eye care just because they can't afford it.
This event has every marking of being oversubscribed. So we're going to take care of as many people as possible on Sunday, August 17th. It's a full day event. And if and when we need to plan more, I know we'll be able to do that on a short notice.
By the way, no insurance is needed. A Brooklyn man is accused of cashing an altered check to the tune of more than $1 million.
The check was a large one, $1.7 million. And authorities say Mark Linder walked into a Valley Stream bank in May of 2024 with the real U.S. Treasury check that he had altered to have his name on the check. The 44-year-old is then accused of taking numerous withdrawals in the amount of $470,000. The investigation was a joint one with the Nassau County DA's office and the U.S. Postal Inspectors. Linder faces grand larceny charges. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Have you been looking for a new job in the city, but you just can't seem to find one? Well, it seems that that's because there aren't any. The city's Office of Management and Budget says big companies in the city basically stopped hiring in the first half of the year. Just fewer than 1,000 new jobs were added in the private sector. Now, that is the slowest growth in payrolls in decades outside of a recession. The same time last year, companies in the city hired 66,000 workers before the pandemic. New York City would create roughly 100,000 jobs each year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.